time. Welcome Dennis Wilson and Michelle Abouassily for the Community Foundation segment, which always is the first Wednesday of the month. And Community Foundation of Des Moines County, again, has just announced their 2022 grant recipients. And I'll ask Dennis first. Dennis, the criteria that goes in terms of how do you determine the grant recipient, I'm guessing you get more requests than you obviously can honor. Is that right?
Actually, this year we honored everyone.
Wow.
And Michelle can elaborate on that. And it was only because the amount of grant spendable balance that we had increased so substantially. As an example, in 2021, our total grants that we granted, the total amount granted, was around $24,000, $25,000. This year, it was almost $72,000. So we had a lot more money, and it was mainly because of the fact that we've grown our funds so substantially over the last few years, especially the Margaret Hanson Fund.
Now, Michelle, all of the grant recipients, were they all 501c3, nonprofit organizations?
Yes. That is one of our criteria, that they do have to be a 501c3 or a municipality. There's, a few, like schools or things like that. But all of them were 501c3. I guess the city of Burlington was one as well.
Well, and the list is a pretty long list, actually.
Yeah.
It really does cover, I'm looking at it, the Art Guild of Burlington, the Boy Scouts of America, Mississippi Valley Council, the Homeless Shelter in Burlington, Burlington Municipal Band, the Burlington Public Library, the Burlington STEM Foundation, that's science, technology, and engineering and math, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Capitol Theater, they have a major renovation project going. City of Burlington, Community Action, Des Moines County Child Abuse Council, Domestic Violence Intervention Program, Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, Heart Song Adult Daycare, Hedda Gilbert Society, the Homestead 1839. I'm not sure what that organization is. What is Homestead 1839?
That is the, if you have seen the red barn across from Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a organic farm. They're doing a lot of programming with small children, with adults, with all kinds of different things, teaching kids where food comes from.
Okay.
Food insecurities and everything they produce goes back into the community in some form, helping with food pantries.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a worthy organization, yeah.
Really neat at the ceremony, because as each organization was presented their check, then they told how they were going to use the grant funds, what the project was or the use and so forth. And it was just really amazing to hear the different, things that the money was going.
And the list continues these are very well-known: Hope Haven, Keep Burlington Beautiful, Messiah Lutheran Church, Mississippi Valley Child Protection Center, the Red Cross, Rotary, the Salvation Army, Southeastern Community College, Southeast Iowa Soccer Academy, and the South Hill Neighborhood Association. So, every one of them, I'm familiar with most of them, and they're all worthy organizations. So, but every one, have you ever been able to honor every grant before?
No.
So it was.
And the fact is, we went from 12, wasn't it the year before, 21, to there was 25 on that list. So,
yeah, we over doubled the amount of grants we were able to give, which was really exciting. And also the amount of what we were able to, the max amount we could give for each grant.
So now the investments, is this the money that you have in the foundation, is that put into is it in security? What do you invest in securities?
Yes. It's all held at Two Rivers in their investment department, and we've been getting some good returns. Isn't doing too well so far this year, but
well, you know, inflation does have does have an upside when you inflation is an upside. If you don't have a lot of if you don't have a lot of debt, inflation is not a bad thing. But it is. But anyway, organizations, foundations are very good. And you have, I know you have, we talked a little bit about the Margaret Hanson Foundation, I guess. Now, that one, can you explain what that one is again, Dennis?
Well, it was originally developed as just, it was just called an impact fund, as a kind of a general fund. If someone came to the Community Foundation and didn't have a specific, you know, cause in mind, then they could put their money into this impact fund that was just for general community, the benefit of the general community. And when Margaret Hanson was our executive director for a number of years, and when she passed in 2015, then it was renamed the Margaret Hanson Impact Fund in her honor. And so it has grown. In fact, I did a chart. You know, just a substantial growth over the last few years, as you can see here in the chart and so forth. I mean, we were back in 2010 when it was originally developed. It was like $20,000, and we're up to over $500,000 now.
Right.
Some of that due to the return on the investment, and some of it due to.
And you, I know you have, and you had a number of programs that came out last year too. I believe the $100,000 ones. What is that called? That what's
the Century Landmark Society, which Dennis is part of, along with Jerry Parks and Keith Scholes. And that really boosted the fund tremendously. That was a very generous donation, and we'll see more of an impact of that money next year as well. That was, you know, done at the end of 2021, and we'll just see that continue to grow the fund. And so we're really excited. I think we're going to see a tremendous growth in the next few years.
And Michelle is very modest, but all of Michelle's earnings, she is donating back into the Margaret Hanson Impact Fund as well.
So. I know that Tammy McCoy had a $100. Was it at $100 a year? Was that what it was?
So, yes.
It's for 100, but 100 people with $100, right?
Yes. So we actually just had that event last night, and it was the 100 plus like minds, where, you know, and everyone donated $100. And we had a great turnout last night, a lot of fun. We had music, was provided by Daniel Pappas from Southeastern Community College. And he played his saxophone and beautiful jazz music all night. It was great. And then we also heard from a few of our grant recipients. So, yeah, we had a great turnout, a lot of fun. I know a lot of people told me they weren't able to attend too, but they'll be sending in their checks. So we're looking forward to seeing how much, you know, the idea is, unfortunately, they hadn't been able to meet for the last few years due to COVID.
Right.
So this was our first event in person since 2020.
Which is pretty much the case for just about every organization over the last couple of years. But again, you're still in process. The process is to encourage people to contribute to the foundation, and also to, I guess, what? To make sure that the right organizations and worthy organizations get it. We talked about the Lightscape Project. I believe that is, you said that, that you had exceeded, that goal had been exceeded. So, is there a target date on when that may be done, Dennis?
You know, I don't know. I haven't heard recently where they're at, other than they have achieved their goal. But as far as when they're moving forward, I would assume it's going to be quickly now that the weather's broke and so forth. But I don't know.
If someone wants to check out the Des Moines County Community Foundation and the various possibilities that there are there, is that all online?
Yes, Michelle? Yes. And actually, if anyone, speaking of the 100 plus like minds, we actually had a few donations come in through our website also. So if you go to the website, and it does list all the different funds, and donations can come in through our website also, and or we're located at the Art Center, the second floor of the Art Center. Checks can be mailed there to 301 Jefferson Street, and all of that money from that will go into the Margaret Hanson Community Impact Fund, which, again, then just goes back out into the community, is granted back out.
Well, congratulations to all of the grant recipients and to Michelle Abouassili, to Dennis Wilson. Thank you both for joining me. We'll look forward to seeing you in, the month of May, in the merry month of May, okay? Have a great day.